This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I am your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And oh boy, do we have a good one for you guys tonight. I'm always excited on Sunday nights because I love doing the show and I love coming through your radio, talking to you. But I'm excited tonight because I think it's going to get juicy and I'm a little bit interested to see what is going to transpire. So without further ado, let me introduce you to our guests, which happen to be two of my good friends. Of course, all my guests are my good friends. We've got Kelsey Diane from Kelsey Diane Blog. She's a content creator and mama of three. And we've got Joseph Tito of The Dad Diaries, papa of two. And, you know, what are we going to talk about, guys?
Dating
as a parent.
Dating as a parent, which, can I just say,
is horrible.
The worst.
Keep going. What do you want to say?
Wild.
It's not like it was back in the day.
No. I never dated.
Okay. Yeah. You know, like, okay. So like, it's not go to the grocery store and like, oh, I dropped something. And then like you get up and, oh, you're face to face with the person of your dreams. That does not happen anymore. Am I right?
No.
You are right.
Okay, so let's start at square one. What's going on? Okay, Joseph, let's start with you.
So, okay, well, I mean, I had my girls, I went through surrogacy and I had them single because I couldn't find anyone to share my life with. But besides that, once I had the girl, dating already sucks. Dating sucks, and especially as you get older. The older you get, the more it sucks because I think the less we want to compromise, the more we know what we want. But then
the lesser is out there.
Exactly. Yeah. But and then exactly, you had kids on top of that, and there's either people that already have kids, or there's, in my situation, I mean, a lot of gay men don't want kids. They want to go to Puerto Vallarta on the weekend. They don't want to,
you know, I want to go to Puerto Vallarta on the weekend.
But yeah, so I mean, I hated it. I went through all the Grinders and Scruffs and all the apps, and I did them all. And I could honestly say it sucks for a gay man with kids. It sucks. I don't know. You tell me your opinion, but.
But Joseph, so, okay, how long did you, because it's a different story for you now. You are with someone amazing. And I love seeing you guys on social and it just warms my heart. And I'm like, oh my God, they're so amazing together. And it's not that you just found someone. You found your life partner because you're engaged and getting married.
I am. Well, actually, the funny thing with Frank is that we met before the girls were born.
What?
Yeah. So I was living in the Middle East. I was coming back to Canada. I was like kind of all over the place trying to close up shop in the Middle East to come back here. And that's where we met. We met online and we went on a date, a couple dates. And then he broke up with me.
Oh.
He broke up with me because, well, I mean, here's this guy who's like lives in the Middle East, is coming back to Canada, yeah, is coming back to Canada with twins. He was just kind of like, ooh, I don't know where to like, where am I going with this? You know? So we broke up, and then he doesn't like me saying this, but he came crawling back 2 years ago. And then now has been amazing. Like it took time before I introduced him to the girls. Cause I'm sure like that's the number one thing. It's like when you're dating, it's like, they know you're a parent, but when do you introduce them to your kids? Like,
yeah, we're going to the right time. Save that. Cause I want to talk about that introduction stuff after. So keep that in your back pocket. But so 2 years now together since he came crawling back.
Yeah.
I'm engaged.
And engaged, yeah, we're getting married, in July. So,
Joseph, that's like a hop, skip, and a jump away.
I know, I'm there's so many things I have to do before then, but now it's starting to, because like when you start planning for a wedding, it's like usually like a year in advance. So it's like, you don't really think about it. You don't, oh, you're picking this, you're picking that, you're picking the flower, you're picking, and then all of a sudden it's like 6 weeks away and you're like, oh, I'm getting married. And then, I mean, I'm 44 too. So I never thought I was going to get married. Like the whole dream of like the wedding and the big thing, like it completely, I let that dream go a long, long time ago.
But here
so
it is.
The fact that it's happening at 40, I'm 43. Wait, I'm not 44. I'm 43. Let's keep it at that.
Age, that's the same age. And we don't look it or act it, Joseph. That's the biggest part.
No. For sure not act it.
No, we do not.
And
we
I'm
do
working
not.
So hard not to look it either.
No, you do you not. Don't. You do not. And Kelsey, so now we've got our single mama here. Mama of three, content creator, I've known you for years, Kelsey. And you've been single for how long now?
Officially like about a year. So it's new and I never thought I would be single. I literally was like with my ex for half of my life. Like I met him when I was 16. We were together until we separated when I was like 33. We were like over before then though. So this is, I literally never thought this would be my life. Like I thought I was like going to be married forever and like live that fairy tale. And yeah, that was not the case.
Yeah. And you guys have three kids together. You're a young mom because how old are you?
I'm 34 and I have a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 10-year-old. So I was a baby having babies.
Isn't that insane?
Yes.
And to go from like the one person that you're with at such a young age, you know what I mean, to now, like, did you even really have the opportunity to date?
I mean, I had a few wild years when I was like 14 and 15. Like I was like maybe not like the most innocent 14 and 15-year-old, but like no, like I never dated. Like literally I met my ex when I was 16, and when you're 16 you just meet and you're like cool, like let's do this thing. There's no like will you be my girlfriend. It's just like we're doing life together now. So yeah. I've never dated. Like I never had a guy like be like, hey, let's go for dinner, let's go for drinks. I've never even dabbled in online dating besides like when I'd see my brother, I'd be like, give me your Tinder, like let's look at girls, like like that's it, like that's all I knew and it seemed exciting, but it is not.
Gosh, it is, it seems like so overwhelming. And like, where does one even start? And especially as a parent, because it could be, it's, you know, totally different for someone who doesn't have kids, right? But when you do have kids, there's a lot more to think about and to consider.
Planning. You got to plan. It's like, yeah. You can't just go like, okay, let's go for coffee or let's go for dinner. It's like, okay, wait, let me plan. When can I have the babysitter for the girls? When can I actually, you know, like, and then at night, like my girls are four. So when I was dating, they were babies. It's like, I can't really like go out all night. I have to like, you know, or if I go out, let's go out to like a restaurant beside my house. So I can always like, you know, hop back home.
Run back.
It's hard. It's a lot harder. Like you said, like there's so much planning already, like dating, like I said, sucks. And then you add kids on top of it. It's like, okay, here we go.
Right.
I found it so hard too, because it's like at my age, 34, like most people are just wanting to start a family. I'm like, hey, I come with teenagers. Like what 34-year-old comes with teenagers? Like,
and that could work for you. Or against you. Right. You know what I mean? It all depends on the situation. So we're talking about parents dating. That's what we're talking about on the show tonight. Don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more. We've got Joseph Tito of the Dad Diaries and Kelsey Diane from Kelsey Diane Blog. And you're tuned into 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto, and I am your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. We're talking about dating as parents. And this is like getting really good. We've got Joseph Tito from The Dad Diaries, and we've got Kelsey Diane from Kelsey Diane Blog, both content creators, both good friends of mine, both parents. And they know a little bit about dating in 2023, and it's a little bit crazy out there, isn't it?
Yes, understatement.
So, okay, you guys have kids. Joseph, you've got the twins, the girls, they're four. Kelsey, you've got three teens.
Yeah.
And so did you find that was making it really hard for you to date? Like even just trying to find someone, not only the scheduling and the planning, but to find someone who's like, yeah, I'm cool with the fact that you have kids.
For me, yeah. Well, mostly, I mean, I even my single girlfriend, so I'm not even going to say for the gay side, but most people that are on these apps are not looking to date. First of all, let's like put that out there. That's not something they want. Then you kind of do find someone that you're like, oh, well, you know, because like then, I mean, me personally, I already had boxes to check when I dated someone. Like, okay, do they have this? Check. Do they have this? Check. Do they have this? Check. Then once the kids came into it, it's like, there's so many more boxes to check. So like it became extreme. So already there was like 10% of people like you can probably date. Now there's like 2% of people that you can probably date. Right. Oh, and it's man. Like, and it's true. And then after a while you stop, like you forget about the other boxes that were important to you. And you're like, no, but now this is way more important. How are they with children? How would they act in this situation? If my daughter came and said this to us, how would they act? You know, that's so much more important. So I think that makes it so much harder. And I mean, a lot of my single girlfriends that are my age that are dating now, they show me their like Tinder and they show me their, and like half these men, I don't know if we could say this on the radio. Cause like, I mean, I'm in Vaughan.
You can say it. You can, it's a parenting show.
Half of these men I know in Vaughan and I know their wives in Vaughan because they follow me and are on Tinder. So
yes!
I'm like, well, clearly they're not looking to date. So, I mean, I don't know, for women, especially women that are older, my heart goes out to you guys, like Kelsey, my heart goes out to you because like
the pool is small. And when you think you find someone, they have a girlfriend or a wife.
Yeah. And I'd imagine it's very scary too. So like, that's the other thing, like you don't know who's out there. You don't really know much about them. And then you have kids. So you got to take that into consideration because you want to be safe and you obviously are trying to be like protect your kids at the same time. You don't want to bring someone into your world that can do any damage or harm. Like Kelsey, you know, as a female, 34, three kids, like, you know, has that made it that much harder for you?
Totally. So I feel like there's so many things that are already so hard, like that are like kind of like working against me because, so I have three, I'm 34, I have three kids. Guys my age want to start a new family. They don't want like built-in like teenage stepkids. I also have a son with special needs. He's on the autism spectrum. So like, and he's very like, he says what's on his mind and he will offend the person I'm dating for sure. So like, it has to be someone that's so understanding. And I'm seeing someone right now and he met him and it went amazing, but we can get to that later.
Ooh, yes. I want to hear about
but
that.
But also, I don't know if Joseph finds this, but like being a content creator, when someone finds out you have a social media following, they're either like, oh no, like I don't want to get involved in that. Or they might like use you to get involved in that. There's like just so many things that it's like, like it's so hard.
Yeah,
that's being on social media, being in the public eye is definitely a lot harder because then there's, I find with me, like the Dad Diaries, like there's so much. I mean, when I was dating, like, okay, who hasn't sent naked pictures of themselves out? Come on.
It's true.
These pictures have come back to like bite me in the ass now, you know? And it's like, oh, well, you're a dad. You shouldn't. I'm like, I'm a dad. I shouldn't be sending out naked pictures of me. Like, I can't even tell you what's out there. Like, honestly, like, but anyways, yes.
Like, right now is Googling.
As a content creator, it's definitely, Kelsey, you're right. It's a lot harder because you are meeting those people that are like, oh shit, no.
Right.
You're on social media, you're in the public eye. I want nothing to do with that. Or yeah, you are meeting people that are like, oh, okay. Oh, can I be in your story? Or
like, it's this like, will help my business or whatever. And you're like, oh.
But it, yeah, so that's another conversation too. Like, when do you introduce them to your kids? But when do you introduce them to your audience and to your following? Right? It's like that fine line.
So I did dating recaps of this guy I'm seeing now, and I did three, and I didn't say his name, and I told him he was totally cool with it. He's so nice. But then his buddies at work saw me come up on their For You page on TikTok, and they're like, he's reviewing your date, and they're like giving him a hard time about it. And I'm like, oh no, I'm so sorry.
But that's the thing. There are a lot of different layers and elements that go into dating, right? So it's like, okay, well, you're dating as a parent now, whether, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they're in your situation, Joseph, where there isn't another partner, right? It's just you with the kids. Or Kelsey, it's like you, now there's an ex. And then there's kids, and then, like, you know, your career, does your career play a part in it? You know, it can work for you, it can work against you. And then, you know, does it also get you in your head where you're like, what is this person's true intentions? Like, why are they here? Or do you guys find this is what as a content creator myself, like, a lot of people will always watch my stuff and be like, oh my gosh, Pina, you're so busy. So do you get that a lot where people will make these assumptions on your behalf and say, you're so busy, so this person clearly does not have the time to date, where it's like, no, let me decide. Let me, you know what I mean? Like, prioritize. And if a relationship is a priority to me, I will make the time.
Yeah. The guy I'm seeing now, that was actually what I like attracted to me him in the first place. We talked business right away and like how driven he was, and like, and I'm very driven and independent. And so was he. And I was like, okay, cool. Because like, I've got three kids, I'm like building an empire over here. So like, I can see you when I can see you, but like, this is my main focus. And he was very much the same. And it's like, if we really like each other, we'll make that time for each other when we have it. So like, that was cool. And he sent me a screenshot of his Audible list, and it was all the same like business books and stuff that I would listen to. And I was like, okay, I can like see this guy. So it worked. That works out. And my ex hated that about me. He hated that I was driven. He hated that I like, he hated this world. So like, I knew that on my non-negotiable list, which like Joseph also talked about a list, that was on there. It was like someone who's driven, someone who's okay with me being independent and being online. And this guy that I'm seeing like doesn't really have he doesn't have a social media presence. So it's like, he doesn't mind though that I do, which is great.
That's good. And Joseph?
That was one thing. Yeah, no, that was one thing that, like, for example, with Frank, it was like right away, besides the social media, like, he's so supportive in social media and he's very private himself. Like, his whole family's private. They're very color, but as a very private, very, but A, he respects, like, he's even like, oh, you haven't posted in a while, you should probably post. So, but besides that, when we started dating, he actually, what I loved about him is he understood that I had kids. So he would be like, why don't you put the kids to bed and I'll bring us dinner?
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Like, he's like, we don't have to go out. Like, I know you don't want to introduce me to the kids, but maybe put them to bed and I'll come over and bring us food, or like, let's do this. And then when we actually met the kids, he's like, no, I want to do something special. Let's meet. So we met at a fair. So it was a busy fair. And, you know, there was a lot of people and like rides and stuff like that. So the girls were excited. And he came with like these like big balloons and these big stuffed animals for the girls. And it was just like, it was Joseph, just perfect. He like got it.
My guy just like, it's this weekend at a fair.
No,
oh, he's perfect. Yes. He's the guy.
Okay, so all the single parents at home listening, go to the fair.
It was perfect.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm loving it. I'm loving all the convo. I'm loving like the stories. Don't go anywhere if you're listening at home, because we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more. This is The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night and you are tuned into the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and we are getting down and dirty with Joseph Tito of the Dad Diaries and Kelsey Diane of Kelsey Diane Blog, both content creators, both parents, and we are sharing some parenting dating stories, what it's like to date in 2023 with kids. And there is light at the end of the tunnel because, Joseph, you met your guy and you're engaged and you're getting married in like a few weeks. What?
Yeah, I know. There is. Trust me. After 43 years, there is a light at the end of that tunnel. 43 years and a lot of dating and not so much. Well, when the girls came, I didn't really date that much for the first little bit. Cause I mean, yeah. I was by myself with like anybody that with babies knows what it's like. And so I had two of them, but I did my fair share once I remembered what my name was and I slept more than 2 hours a night. Horrible. Horrible.
Well, so yeah, is it true, Kelsey and Joe, that you guys have to in the dating world, you gotta kiss a lot of frogs?
Yes.
Kelsey, you're still kissing the frogs, but right now you're kissing one frog.
Yeah. So I've only been single ever in my entire 34 years of life for a year. Really, for a year. And in that year I'm like, this is wild out here and I don't like dating. But I am only seeing one person right now. We haven't even had that conversation yet, which is interesting. Yeah.
Well, listen, buddy, I hope you're listening to the show because we just made you exclusive, okay?
No. Poor guy. First I'm doing TikTok reviews and now it's like, by the way, this is how it goes.
Kelsey, when did you introduce him to your kids?
Yes, we want to talk about that.
I know that's weird. As I was saying, we haven't had like that exclusive talk while we like, and I've introduced him to my kids, but it just felt right. And like in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm going to wait like 6 months or longer. That was like my initial thought, but just the way our schedules work, like he has his sons every morning while his ex works and then he works nights. And like, we're like, okay, if we want to see each other the weeks that I like, we're going to have to figure something out. And it just feels so like natural when we hang out and like my kids are older and I feel like they understand, like I can have the conversation, like harder conversations with them. I don't know. It just felt like the right time and it went really well. And we're like so open with each other. Like, I don't know. It felt like the right time. And I don't think there is a right time, to be honest. Like, I think everyone's right time is going to be different.
I think you can feel it definitely.
Yeah. And Kelsey, you said he's got kids too. That's another layer. You know what I mean? It's like your kids, you know, the other person's child. So it's like, I'm thinking about it like a combination lock, right? And everything's got to like fit in perfectly. So it's like, do you have chemistry and are you guys like in a good place? Then it's like, does the other person's kids like you? Do you like their kids?
Do the kids
like that person? Does that person like your kids? Do the kids like each other? Like, right. My head's spinning for you.
And I think that's kind of why I wanted to, it felt like the right time because I'm already like, I like this guy. He likes me. Like, we've made that very clear. We had like instant, like the conversations were so easy right away. We did the love language quiz with each other before we even met, which is like, I don't know. It just, Sometimes you meet people online dating and the conversation is so boring. We just like clicked right away. And then we talked about like if we wanted more kids before we even met. Like we just did things weird and backwards. So the other day, actually, I was at his house in the morning. And he's like, why don't you stay? I'll bring back coffee. I'm going to go get my son and you can meet my son. And I actually freaked out. And I was like, go home and like get my day started. I like totally freaked out because the son is 3 and I'm like, what if I get attached to this little kid? But then I was like, all right, you know what? Like, let's go to the fair this weekend with my kids, but I haven't met his kid yet.
Okay. So he's met your three, all three of them?
He's met two of them. One of them was at a friend's house.
And what was
my oldest and my youngest. What's that?
What was the feedback from your kids? Because now, like, I'd imagine they're protective of mama, right? So is he worthy
of their mother? They met one other guy I was seeing because he was a friend of a friend, and they were not approving at all. They were like, no, I don't like this. So I was nervous, and I wanted to know kind of early on, like, if I proceed with this, like, they have to like him. So literally my daughter texted me last night, my oldest, and she goes, Mom, can you invite him to my grad dinner? Oh, I was like, God. What? And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to freak this guy out. And I asked him, and he was like, I would be honored to go. Like,
oh my God, like, I'm going to cry. Yeah. That is so sweet.
Like, and her boyfriend was there too when we met, and he pulled me aside, my daughter's boyfriend, and was like, Kelsey, like, this guy's good. Don't screw it up.
Oh, that is so cute. And Joseph, like, you know, I know the girls are little, and when they met Frank, they were still like, they were toddlers.
Yeah. Well, with Frank, it was like, I mean, I'm very Italian from a very Italian family. He's very Italian from a very Italian family. So I actually I'm like the first person he introduced to his family, and like, aww, our families got along so well. Like, even like now at Christmas, like, all of our families get together. So it just felt like, with Frank, it just felt natural. Like, and the girls, like, they were two when they met him. So for him, like, for them, they don't remember anything else, which is a great thing. So like, for example, now I just wrote a book, a children's book, and it's coming out, and
oh my God, I'm excited.
That's amazing.
Congratulations.
June 17th, you're all invited, Indigo Hillcrest Mall. Anyways, plug in. But the point of the story was that, like, so in it's the surrogacy journey, so it's called The Twin Diaries, Stella and Mia Meet Papa. And so it's just me in the book, right? It's me with, and then they finally come, and we all meet, and they're like, you know, where's Frankie? Why isn't Frankie in it?
Oh,
and
my gosh, stop.
So it's cute because it's like, I'm lucky, I guess, in that way, because they were really young when they did meet him, and they're attached to him. They, you know, they call him dad. They, you know, if I'm not there, like, the right away, they're asking for him. So it's great. It's been great.
Oh my God, my heart is like overflowing right now between like you guys and your stories. So Joseph, I got to ask though. So I've got good friends of the show. You guys all know Family is About Love. That's BJ and Frankie, and they've got their son Milo. And so Milo will call one, you know, daddy, and the other one papa. So what is it like in your world, Joseph?
Yes, so it's the same thing. Well, they call me Papa. They've always called me Papa. And yeah, at first it was Frankie. So now we're trying to, you know, like, now we're getting them prepped for the wedding. And they're like, you know, when the wedding comes, we're all a big family. So it's Daddy Frank, and maybe our family is expanding. So so there's just, yes, where it's a learning curve, because again, it was like, when do they call him dad? Like, is this happening? Are we together for a long time? So now, obviously, we are getting married, and now it's, you know, so now it's like, you know, slowly, like, I'll be like, no, go ask dad. But it's still like, so now it's between Frankie and daddy. They're still,
so they're going through the transition. They're going through the transition. Yeah. And you know what? I find that, like, even just hearing the stories from you guys and hearing stories from my friends, that are in the same boat, it's like the age of the kids really plays a huge part. So when they're really young, they don't know any better. Right. It's just, okay, it is what it is. They go with the flow. Right. And then Kelsey, like you said, your kids are a bit older. They're mature. And so they understand what's going on. And the one thing they want is to see their parents happy.
Yeah. But they literally said to me though, they're like, just so you know, we're older. We're not going to accept anyone into our lives as a stepdad. And I felt the same because my mom met my stepdad now when I was 16. And I was like, I literally just now at 34 started accepting him as like my stepdad. So it's a good sign that they were already like, he's cool. He can like hang out with us.
Yeah. And I was going to say, because there's a lot of teens too, who will rebel.
Right.
Yeah. And be like, no, this is my mom or this is my dad. And I just like, they will say, you know, I don't like anyone for them. and won't even give someone a chance, you know? And I think that that can like put a huge strain on a relationship. And for a parent, it can be extremely difficult because, you know, as much as you love your kids, you do want that companion in your life.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yes. You know what I mean? I bet people say it all the time where it's like, you're like, oh, I just want to hug someone. And someone's like, well, go hug your kids. And you're like, it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
Not the same.
Yeah. Even my daughter said that to me. She's like, one time she, like, I was talking about, well, if I have a boyfriend one day, or she's like, but you have me. And I'm like, I love you, sweetie, but like, it's different.
Yeah. Right. And it's like, and you want to make sure that you find the right person, you know, because like I said, when you've got kids, there's no screwing around, you know, there's no time for games, the BS. It's like, are you in this? Because I don't have time for nonsense. We're talking all about dating in the parenting world. So don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more right here on The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
This is The Parenting Show, and you are tuned into 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. Oh, I'm loving tonight's conversation because we're talking about parents dating. And parents dating in this day and age, 2023, which is just cuckoo crazy. So we've got Kelsey Diane from Kelsey Diane Blog, content creator and mama of three. We've got Joseph Tito of the Dad Diaries, papa of two girls, twins who are four, and author because you've got a new book coming out.
Yes, I do. A children's book. The children's book about surrogacy. No, it's nothing. It's a story that I told the girls since they were born. And in fact, they're always like, oh, tell us the story of Nonna and Papa going to Kenya.
I remember it well.
And so, yeah. So basically, it's just a story that I've every night, not every night, but a lot of nights I would tell them. And so I'm like, oh, maybe I should make this into a book. So it's a children's book about surrogacy and diverse families and just, you know, showing that families come in all shapes and sizes. And at the end of the day, it's all about love.
Oh, see, that is absolutely beautiful. So that is dropping June 17th.
June 17th. And we're having the launch at Indigo at Hillcrest Mall and from 1 to 4. And
oh my gosh.
We'll be there. The girls will be there. We'll be signing. We'll be doing some book readings and giving some like amazing prizes away. And yeah,
that'll be fantastic. See, that's amazing. So Frank, your fiance, soon, very, very soon to be husband, is not a part of that book. So is there going to be maybe a second book?
Well, it's actually, yeah. So it's a series. It's called The Twin Diaries. And so each new book that comes out, it's a different milestone in the baby's lives. Like, and so like Stella and Mia learned to walk, Stella and Mia learned to crawl, to brush their teeth, and then eventually, yes, Stella and Mia meet their second dad. I don't know.
I love it. I can't wait for I can picture the illustrations now of him at the fair with the balloons and the stuffies meeting the girls.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So I do want to hear some, I want to get some tea, guys. Horror stories of dating. Come on.
Tell me first.
Me first. Okay. The worst thing is I met a guy and I thought this was actually, I didn't even meet him on an app. I met him in real life. So I was like, okay, I met him out in the wild. This isn't going to be bad. Like he seems perfect, all these things. But then I started cluing in. I was like, wait, he wants to take me to like the next city out for dinner all the time. I'm like, this is weird. Like, why aren't we staying in town? I found out, he kept forgetting my name when he was at my house. And I was like, he called me another name. And then, he called me another name.
His wife's name?
Girlfriend.
Oh.
And then I found out we had mutual friends. So the next day I was like, hey, like, what's the deal with this guy? I've kind of been like sleeping with him. And she's like, recently? I was like, yeah. And she's like, he's been in a relationship for 5 years. I'm like, oh, cool. Cool.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not good.
No. And I was like, so I texted him and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be that girl. He's like, no, I promise you won't be. I'm like, no, I'm telling you, I will not be that girl.
Yeah, adios. Peace out, buddy. Yeah. Have a great life. Oh, yeah. My God. Joseph, your turn.
I don't know if I want to say this.
Oh, now I really want to hear it.
We actually didn't even meet, but we were talking. So I was talking and I got sent pictures. So I show my girlfriend and she showed me his wife that follows me. And she comments on my stuff and like we like can't like hi how like you know what I mean. I was just
so
like,
he most likely met you through his wife.
I have no idea, but I was just like, oh,
does she know now?
Like, I feel bad. Like, obviously, clearly stopped it right then and there. Like, didn't like ghost. I ghosted, but like, yeah. Yeah. That's the problem with being online. You just never know who you're going to get. Like,
and that's why it's really hard to be safe and to be careful. Like, you can do your due diligence, but like when you're dealing with someone on an app and it's their first name, which is their first name always right?
No. Sometimes they're John on one app and they're Peter on another.
Yeah. You know, it's like, it's scary. You can't even Google someone if you wanted to try to creep them because you don't know their last name and you don't even know if their first name is real.
So Pina, I met him on Facebook dating. And you know why I love that? Because I could see mutual friends.
Okay. Talking about apps.
Facebook has a dating app. So literally, as soon as I put like that I wasn't married in my Facebook profile, I like took that down. Like, do people even update that, by the way, anymore? Like, are you
do people like use it as much? I don't know.
I don't know. But so I took out that I was married, and then all of a sudden this thing pops up on Facebook. Would you like to join Facebook dating?
No. Okay, so let's talk about apps for a second. So if there are any parents listening that are newly single and are like, you know what, I'm ready to take the next step. And I think I'm ready to start dating. I want each of you to give me your top three dating apps.
Are we talking dating apps or something else apps?
No, let's go both. You know, we don't know who's listening and what they want.
Hey, if they're newly single, they're probably going to not want a date app.
Yeah, okay. So for fun, let's quote unquote fun.
Fun app? Yeah. Well, for the gays, there's, oh my God, there's so many. There's Tinder. No. Tinder's, I think Tinder is a dating app.
Tinder's dating?
Debatable.
Grindr, there's Scruff, there's Grindr, and there was, what was the other one? Bumble.
So those are, Joseph, are those the four fun?
They're not my favorite apps, but they're like apps that if you want to like, hey, okay. I have 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Well, for a guy, you have like, oh, I have two kids. I got 5 minutes. Let's go.
Okay. You said Scruff, Grindr, Bumble. And Bumble can be used for, it doesn't matter what your sexual preference is. The other two are specifically
gay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bumble. Yeah. No. Bumble's for everybody. I think I did a campaign for Bumble. I won.
And Kelsey.
So you can even meet friends on Bumble, though. By the way, there's like a BFF section. That's like people meet new friends there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But okay, so wait, am I doing for fun? Is this what we're doing?
Yeah, go fun and go dating, and then we're gonna wrap it up.
Dating. Okay, we're gonna do dating. So I think Hinge is like the number one for if you want an actual relationship. But I literally, so I would get like 15 like likes a month. Like I found that one so hard to get likes. But then like if you're a girl, like, so then Tinder people, my friends have found relationships on Tinder. So I'm going to put Tinder in there. Even okay. though it is for hookup, I think it's very, it's easy to meet guys because you were literally getting so many likes and you just have to look if they're looking for a relationship. And then Bumble. I like Bumble.
That. Oh, okay. So, no, so it's like, you got to read the profiles. Oh, wait. Yeah. Facebook.
Yeah. I'm changing my mind. Why would I not say Facebook dating? Number one is Facebook dating.
Okay. So there's a variety there. Depending what you're looking for, you know, Joseph and Kelsey gave us a variety of apps. Guys, this conversation was so much fun. I don't want it to end, but we have to bring it, you know what I mean? Like wrap things up and bring it to a close. If people want to find you guys to follow along on your adventures and the stories, where can they find you, Joseph?
You could find me at thedaddiaries.ca on Instagram or thedaddiaries.com. And yeah.
And book launch, everyone. June 17th. Hillcrest, Indigo. Do it. Be there. Kelsey, where can people find you?
I mostly spend my time on Instagram at Kelsey Diane Blog. It's spelled like the restaurant Kelsey, and KelseyDianeBlog.com.
That is it for us, guys. Guys, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I love you both.
Thank you.
Joseph, best of luck at the wedding. And Kelsey, best of luck with the dude. I'm looking for more dating recaps. But that is it for us. We will catch you next week. Same time, same place. It's the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.